For WKNO News, I'm Christopher Blank. On Tuesday evening this week, Stevie Moore paid a visit to Foot Homes, a housing project in downtown Memphis. There, surrounded by children, he began hammering small black crosses into the ground.
So, Kavia, all right, one for him. All right. Your uncle died? What's your uncle's name?
Danielle.
One for Danielle, y'all.
Stevie Moore is with me now. Stevie, tell me what's going on here.
I want the young people and everybody else to understand that life is real and death is real. And there was just a little symbolism that said, hey, we love our loved ones. This cross means they're gone. But now we want you to look at that so that we can save your lives.
My cousin June, baby.
Your cousin June, baby. All right. Cousin June, baby.
This demonstration was one of several recent events that stemmed from a September 6 crime in Poplar Plaza. Dozens of teenagers swarmed the parking lot. Some of them attacked a Kroger employee. The fact that the suspects were black and one victim was white was certainly not lost on many commentators. Stevie Moore, you have a unique perspective on this. Your own family has suffered from violence.
Yes, my own son. My son was killed in 2003. He was shot in the head with an AK-47 assault rifle. And I was told by a neighbor that he had been shot. So I got out at 2:30 in the morning and went to Cottonwood Mendenhall, and there was my son laying on the ground, half his head blowed off. And from that next day, God just spoke to me and said, hey, I got to do more than that.
And now you run a nonprofit group called FUN, which is Freedom from Unnecessary Negatives, and also recently a program called Stop the Killing. Tell us a little bit about these groups.
I see in our black community, our young children have hopelessness. If there's no hope, there's no vision, so there's no growth. I want to show the children we have back-to-school rallies this past August 2nd. We gave away school supplies to over 1,000 young people. You got to understand, so many kids coming from broken homes. Most of the time in the black community, there's no father there. There's a teenage mother. So instead of us pointing the finger and blaming the police or blaming the mayor or whoever, I always ask the question, what are you doing?
Here's Shelby County Mayor Mark Luttrell talking recently about programs like yours.
We can put police out on the street. We can have our sheriff's deputies running all over the county, but that alone is not going to solve the issues that we're addressing today. Our focus must continue to be to support law enforcement, but we need to be putting as much emphasis on prevention programs with those organizations in our community that are set up for that purpose to really make a difference.
Stevie Moore, you and other activists are pointing out that these discussions that we're having now aren't new. Sometimes they've led to stronger law enforcement in problem areas, but there's rarely been any commitment to long-term social initiatives, like more youth programs that tackle crime at the root. Do you sense that this time it could be different?
Well, I would always hope so. I'm always hoping for that special button, that hot button. And maybe this is one. I see crime all across the city, and it hurts our whole community. Black, white, Republican, Democrat, it hurts all of us.
In terms of programming, what are some of the things that civic groups still need to address?
We have so many groups out here to do something, but we have no cohesiveness. I do my little bit over here, you doing yours over there. If we would come together, this is not my program, this is not your program. This is a program to save our children and our community. And I think if we start looking at it like that, I think we'll start getting better results.
Stevie Moore is the founder of Freedom from Unnecessary Negatives, one group trying to give inner city teenagers a helping hand. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.